In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. One European country that is not interested in resettling immigrants is the UK. Despite growing outrage over the deaths of hundreds of migrants each week and added pressure on European leaders to help these refugees, the UK is taking a hard stance. Unlike Germany, it's tightened its immigration and asylum policies lately. British Prime Minister David Cameron is taking a lot of heat. But the UK says the better path is to end the conflict in Syria and make that country safe so refugees can go home. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
If Britain really wants to deter refugees, it couldn't do better than ask Abdel Al-Bashir how he feels after seeking a safe haven here.
I have depression, I have panic attack, nightmares, flashback in a daily basis.
And he says that's not because of the torture he endured in his native Sudan because of his political activities, but from his treatment in the UK, where he arrived 12 years ago claiming asylum. His claim was rejected and he spent the last decade in and out of detention centres here.
Comparing the two experiences of being physically tortured and being in the UK, or rather prefer the physical torture than being in the UK.
If it's worse here than Sudan, why not go home?
I would love to get out of the UK as soon as possible, but I can't do that. If I ever return back to Sudan, my life will be at real risk.
Mohammed Khalid, please go to the immigration desk. Mohammed Khalid to the immigration desk.
The UK has tightened up its immigration and asylum rules of late. This country now locks up more people deemed to be illegal immigrants than any other European country apart from Greece. And while Germany has put out the welcome mat for 800,000 Syrian refugees, the UK has only accepted a few hundred. But Tony Smith, the former head of Britain's border agency, says that's because the UK has seen one of Europe's biggest influxes of economic migrants over the last decade.
Some estimates saying that, you know, the UK population, really a relatively small country, could rise from something like 60 million now to 80 or 85 million in 20 or 30 years' time.
Largely as a result of immigration.
Indeed.
Before the last UK election this past May, the government promised again to curb immigration to relieve the growing strain on healthcare, housing, education and welfare. And Smith says it has a democratic duty to deliver on that pledge.
You know, it is the will of the people. If a government is elected on a ticket which says, look, you know, we don't want more immigration, then it's really fair enough that that government will introduce measures to maintain a strong immigration control.
On the surface, Britain seems hard-hearted, flintily refusing to accept many more refugees. But there are plenty of people here rooting for migrants. There's even a series of annual awards for Migrant and Refugee of the Year.
And now we're going to go on to our next category, which is the Young Woman of the Year category. And the winner is Cynthia Masiwa.
Cynthia Masiwa arrived here from Zimbabwe 10 years ago. She was aged 15 on her own and, she says, fleeing political violence. Her claim for asylum was eventually accepted and she became a citizen.
I've grown here, I've attended education here, I've worked here, gone to university here. This is where all my foundations are, this is where my business is, this is where my career is progressing.
She runs a brand design consultancy promoted in this video, and she has a small catering firm, as well as working full-time for a charity helping migrants find employment.
England is the land of growth, is the land of opportunities.
And do you like this country?
Absolutely love it.
The CBI, the UK's main business lobby, has attacked the government's immigration policies, claiming they could deprive Britain of much-needed foreign talent and energy. Still, Prime Minister Cameron refuses to loosen controls. But as the humanitarian crisis in Europe intensifies, pressure's mounting on Britain to at least open its doors to more desperate refugees. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.